You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. I'm joined in the studio by two individuals this morning, Faustina Polito, CHP officer and spokesperson, as well as Corey Allen, Deputy Director for Child Welfare Services in Tuolumne County. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
We are going to talk about an event that's really taking place all weekend long, and this is the Chips for Kids Toy Drive. Faustina, tell us a little bit about what this is.
So Chips for Kids is a campaign that the California Highway Patrol does throughout the state, but individual offices will do different events to collect toys for an organization that stays local within that office. So here we are happy to help the foster kids here in the Motherlode is where we choose to deliver the toys that we collect for the kids.
All right. We are talking about three specific locations starting tomorrow. Les Schwab Tire, Mono Way in Sonora, tomorrow from 10 o'clock in the morning through 4 o'clock in the afternoon. On Saturday at Sierra Motors in Jamestown from noon through 4. And Sunday, December 3rd at Sonora Ford, same hours, noon through 4. Corey Allen, let me turn to you. You're asking for toys, unwrapped toys. What age category are we talking about?
We've got ages straight from age 0 up through the age of 21. Some of our foster youth can age out later than 18, so we do have the full range of ages. Most of our kids that come into care are actually at the far younger ages. And, the wish lists that are coming in really reflect that variety.
New and unwrapped toys, is that correct?
Yeah, the reason for that is that we want to make sure that all the distribution of toys is equitable. We do have a holiday party for these youth, and so we want to make sure that the gifts that they receive are appropriate. And by wrapping them ourselves, we can make sure that they're equitable.
What are the barrels all about? Are these going to be located at these three locations?
Actually, five locations already have the donation barrels for people that won't be able to make it to the event this weekend. And that's at the Sonora Area CHP office, Sierra Motors, Les Schwab, Sonora Ford, and at Stogie's in Jamestown.
Tell me about cash donations, Corey.
So we do have four boxes that are placed around our community to make it easier for people to make a simple cash donation. Those locations include Sonora Sport and Fitness. We have some up in Twain Heart at the Cafe Blossom and at two banks, U.S. Bank and the Umpqua Bank. So that's an easy way that a person can simply drop a donation in. There's also angel trees that are available at those Twain Heart banks.
What is the state of the foster program now in Tuolumne County?
So in Tuolumne County, we have about 105 kids that are in foster care, in some form of foster care. And that can be in a family home that's dedicated to providing that care, and it could be a relative home. About a third of them are with relatives, and about a third of them are in our local foster home systems. And then about a third of them are in what we call foster family agencies. All of them have the same set of needs, which is permanency and safety, and we provide that through those. We've had about 45 kids that entered care in the last year, and we've had about that many that have exited care in the year. So there's a constant movement, but what's most important is that when they're in that position, when they're in someone else's home, we want to make it as normal as possible for them throughout the holidays.
And you, with your position, you would know how great the need is for people to have foster kids in their homes. Is there a
Absolutely.
Telephone number that a person could dial and talk
yep.
to you?
Thank you so much for asking. We do recruit for what we call resource families. That's the new term for what we've known as foster families. The phone number is 209-533-5773. And they can speak to Aaron.
Faustino, is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
Just come on out, bring all different types of toys. It could be balls, bats, cars, dolls, anything, because once again, it's for a good cause.
New and unwrapped and for any age category. Corey Allen, anything
yes.
you would like to add before we wrap this up?
You know, it's exciting. This year, we did decide to send out Santa wish lists to each of our foster kids. And so many of these papers that they returned were their lists for Santa Claus. And some of the ideas that they've come up with are things like Barbie dolls, remote-controlled dinosaurs. I mean, I have a little boy that asked for a spy drone, a tiny drone, and a remote control. So they really are real kids that want real things, just like your kids and mine. So I really really hope that you'll come out there and support them.
All right, Corey, I've never met you before. You're very well spoken, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Corey Allen, Deputy Director with Child Welfare Services in Tuolumne County, and Faustino Polito, CHP Officer and Spokesperson. Always great to see you.
Thank you. Always great to see you, too.